Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuck.
And I'm Grady Deaton, and you're listening to Coffee at KYUK. You know, Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, Petra, is full of talent. And we had the talent show last year, and then just recently we had a talent show with the Bethel Community Fair. And one of those performers was William Wesley. And William Wesley is also a buddy of mine, comes by the library. I've talked to him quite a bit, and I'm happy to introduce him here on Coffee at KYUK. William, tell us about you.
Hi, good morning. This is William Wesley. Well, I'm from Bethel. And, you know, my parents are Howard and Nellie Wesley. And, you know, I've been here in Anchorage, been learning new songs, love to sing. I sing at the airport, sometimes the hospital, whenever I'm led to.
Do you have any songs that you would like to share us?
Yeah, there's a song called Missing You.
Well, tell me, you're a social media guy. You were telling me before that song Missing You, you picked it up, you heard it online, you liked it, you wanted to emulate it. Tell me a little bit about that story and then kick us into that track.
On Facebook one day, and I came across this guy who was singing this song called Missing You. And I asked him if it was all right. And his first name is Dean, but I can't remember his last name. So he said it was okay.
So here's Dean's Missing You, as performed by William Wassel.
See? missing you. Missing you. But now you're gone. You are home far away. Missing you. But now you're gone.
So how long have you been singing for?
Well, I've been singing for, I'd say, maybe 15 years or more.
Wow. You know, the subject of the song you just sang reminded me of, you know, the transformative effect music has on many of our souls. And I know that in talking to you off-air, that your faith and your music are intertwined. They're very much in line with each other.
Yes.
And I know that we talked earlier about doing a song called Supper Time. I think we'll skip, do that. Let's do that at the end, because I'd really like to hear, there's an original piece of music you prepared, and I'd love to hear you touch a little bit upon, you know, your story, you know, about the writing of this song, and a little bit about, because, you know, when we did the Bethel's Got Talent just recently, you know, the subject of suicide and loss came up. Mm-hmm. It'd be an elephant in the room not to talk about the nature of loss in a community like ours. Mm-hmm. And in the transformative power of music in overcoming loss and dealing with loss and remembering our loved ones that we've lost. So
yeah.
Please tell me a little bit. Feel free to take your time to give me the didact on this piece that you're going to share with us now. Tell us a little bit about the process and what you'd like to share with us first, and then give us the title track.
Okay, well, this song I had written, I lost a loved one, and I was so down, and I wrote the two verse at first, and it wasn't finished, so I took a walk down on the Seward Highway, and I went to the shooting range, and I was hearing those bullets fly, and it just hit me, and all of a sudden I went home, and I got the course to this song. And this song title is called Give Ear to My Words, O Lord. And it's a blessing for me. So, you know, and it made me see my inner self and to release that pain out. So.
And it's taken from Psalms, is it?
Yeah. Psalms 5, I think it was.
So what the title again is?
Give Ear to My Words, O Lord.
And wickedness, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory be into your name, O Lord. Okay, here we go. I know that times can be hard for you, and you want to go back to the old ways, but you already been down that road, knowing where it always ends up, feeling so alone from time to time. So you fell to your knees and you start to pray, looking up into the sky, and what do you see? You see those great clouds rolling away. Yeah, yeah. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King, my God, my Savior. For to you I will pray from below, my voice you shall hear in the morning. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. Yeah, yeah.
For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness.
I want to thank you for coming in and sharing that with us. It does look like we're going to have just a couple minutes left, so we won't have time to get to that third song today, but you have a few tracks you'd like to come in and record with me off air, so we'll get those into our gospel rotation and into our local music rotation, because we want local music here at KYUK. So thank you.
Thank you
for coming out. Any last words you'd like to shout out to people? I think do you do a men's Bible group or study group?
I do a men's Bible study and over at the KC Supply on Sundays.
What time is that?
It's about 11 o'clock, in the mornings, and then throughout the day, and it's one-on-one.
All right. Well, I wanted to give you a chance to promote that, and hopefully that group finds good traction and good camaraderie, and you can share in your faith journey together. And I want to thank you for sharing in your music journey with us and the listeners, and I hope you come out again. And I hope you continue to perform at events like Bethel's Got Talent, because last year you took the main prize. This year you were one of the key performers holding down the fort, and I want to thank you for that too.
Yes, you're welcome.
Do you have any songs that you're writing right now?
It's on a process, but I have no title yet, and it's like almost finished, so next time I get a chance, I'll come and sing it.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, if you like to get on the show or be a musician on the show, you shouldn't hesitate to give us an email at coffee@kyuk, like our tagline says. I'm working on the timings here. I think it's time for us to say goodbye to our listeners. And the last thing to say is, don't forget to be awesome to
each weekday. A member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.